They came from as far away as Alaska, and many fans of the pint-sized scooter brought their doodle bugs along.
Well, when I was probably 13 or 14, I bought my first doodle bug.
Dewey Peterson, who came in from Jamestown, New York, has owned 15 doodle bugs.
I had a few run-ins with the cops. He could never catch me. I always cut through the backyards and got the thing in the garage.
In the mid-40s, the Beam Washing Machine Company started to mount their laundry engines on a scooter frame. 40,000 doodle bugs were made in Webster City. More than 80 of them came home to their birthplace for the 23rd annual reunion.
There's two kinds of people. The collectors who probably didn't have a scooter.
Bill Moore of Mason City is co-founder of the American Doodle Bug Club of America.
And then there's the kids that had scooters as a youngster. And they're the ones that you're seeing here. They're 70 years old, living their third childhood.
The original price of $70 shot up to $170 as the cost of materials went up. Sales plunged, and after 3 years, Beam went back to making washing machines. 81-year-old Art Tippin was the company's first test driver.
My job was to run them as fast as I could and see if I could break anything on the machine. And being here today and seeing them still running, right, 65 years later, you know, God, it's just fantastic.
Girls ride too, so get over it.
This doodle bugger is part of a husband and wife team from South Dakota.
It's little and it's easy to ride. There's no gears. You just accelerate or you let off on the accelerator. And you feel like you're going really fast, even though you're not.
All right, and I'm off.
With a standard 1.5-horsepower engine, a doodle bug can hit around 20 miles an hour, but some are souped up with new motors that can top 60. Robert Blinn is a small engine mechanic in Marion.
If you take an old engine rough when you find it on a bike, it's going to cost you not hundreds, but thousands of dollars to get them to original standards. My bike was estimated years ago over $6,000.
Different states have different laws, but doodle bugs are not street legal in Iowa. They're too small, have no turn signals or brake lights. So each year there's a kind of truce with the local police. Vern Radcliffe is the club's organizer in Webster City.
They know they're here not to do any damage to anything or create any problems. Most of the young policemen have never seen one before. They have no idea what they are, so they're curious.
And this isn't exactly the Hell's Angels crowd.
No, we just kind of call them the Heck Angels, you know. They're just a little bit more laid back.
The community is on board, and swarms of doodle bugs dashed into town for the official welcome by Chamber Director Carrie Fitzgerald.
Well, as quirky as it is, we'd love to have them here.
Now it's wide open.
As friends prepared to scatter the ashes of a recently deceased member from the back of a doodle bug, reunion organizers worried that new blood is needed. Otherwise, the durable World War II scooter will outlive the doodle bug club. In Webster City, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.